First of all, if you're not motivated in yourself, don't think that somebody else is going to motivate you on something that you have an idea on or have a purpose in.
Welcome to Love Girls, the podcast, where every girl has a story.
I'm Jasmine Babers, founder of Love Girls Magazine, and we are always working to uplift real, honest conversations that girls are having, and we do our best to empower them to share their stories and find strength and vulnerability to create change.
And I'm Michaela Hughes-Shaw, a longtime volunteer and storyteller at LGM. We've grown up in this organization, and now, as 20-somethings, we want to elevate this platform by giving voice to the young women that drive our mission. There's something so powerful about sharing your story.
We are so grateful you've been moved to tune in and share this space to help girls lead, overcome, and value themselves while empowering others to do the same. Welcome.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Love Girls, the podcast. We're so excited that you decided to tune in with us today, whether you are on your way to work, you're sitting on your couch, you're running on the treadmill, whatever it is that you're doing, we're thankful that you're spending this time with us. And yeah, let's just hop right into it. Jasmine, how are you doing? What's new?
Hello, 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 friends. I hope you are all well and safe and healthy. I'm good. I'm great. I guess just to catch everybody up on what's been going on, things at work are definitely speeding up. I don't know if it's just me, but when it gets to be fall time and school goes back into session and students are back in school learning, it just feels like everything sort of revs up a little bit, especially in the line of work that I do, working with young people. So work is a little crazy right now, but in the best way. I always love like a little underlying bit of chaos happening in my life. It makes the world go round. Fall is here. I love the fall weather. I love everything about bonfires, pumpkins, sweater weather, all the hot coffee. And so it's also a good reminder to sort of let things go. Sometimes you have to get rid of what you love, get rid of summer in order to make room for some new things, some new memories. And so it's always a good time of the year for me.
Yeah. Well, yes. Welcome fall. I'm super pumped about that. And agreed on this time being really hectic in terms of kids going back to school. I think school looks so different for everyone this year. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are still trying to just navigate this world of hybrid learning or e-learning or fully in-person learning. It's just such a different time. And I wouldn't say I'm settling just yet. I am still just trying to take everything one day at a time with my new position as a multimedia journalist or reporter with Channel 4 here in the Quad Cities. So one thing that we've been covering a lot is how parents and kids are adjusting to e-learning. Mm-hmm. And I always worry about the kids that maybe don't have access to internet, or even the fact that maybe they get their meals from school. So I've been happy to see the school districts here locally kind of step up, try to fill some of those needs for those families. I know that there are still people out there struggling, so I'm always keeping them in my thoughts and just thinking about what are some ways that I can help in that situation. And one of those ways that I've found really is just making sure that I report about those hardships, the things that are going well too, you know, how people are adapting, but keeping that at the forefront of people's minds, because this is a really crucial time for kids when they're in school. You know, they are our next generation and we want to make sure that they are enriched. So yeah, that's that's my TED talk for the day, but I am also super pumped about fall coming back to you. You can't go wrong with you can't go wrong with anything that is pumpkin flavored. True. And you can't go wrong with sweaters, all the
scarves, boots, all that. And yeah, I definitely feel you. on how the world is changing, how learning is different, how work is different. And I feel like it all kind of comes back to what we're talking about today. We have some amazing entrepreneurs with us, some amazing women, some amazing people of color. Ashley Allen and Tiana Manley are joining us today on the podcast, and we're really excited to have them and to sort of talk about work. And to talk about what it means to own a business or start a passion project. And we're really excited to hear their perspectives on what it means to step into your courage and find your purpose and really just kind of like get in your bag a little bit.
Yeah, be those boss babes.
Period, period.
My name is Ashley Allen, and I founded a company this year called Made to Perfection. And really what that purpose is focusing on event planning, but then also crafting. So I do a lot of crafts. I create t-shirts as well. It's just been a passion that I've had since I was younger. And then also I have a blog, and it's called She is Purposeful. So really focusing on the woman and letting her know and encouraging her and empowering her to know that she is full of purpose in every aspect of her life.
My name is Tiana Manley. I am a 22-year-old business owner of T-Spawn Beauty, and I also am the current VP of Love Girls Magazine's board. I started my business in 2017, and I wanted to make a place where women would be comfortable and love their natural selves, really. And I focus more on the natural beauty. Just enhancing your natural beauty makes me happy. And I absolutely love what I do. And I've been going 3 years strong.
So I'm super interested in hearing a little bit more about your story. Ashley, Tiana, we know that you guys have these amazing businesses that you started that are flourishing currently. But I would love to hear a little bit about your moment of obligation, why you decided to do the work that you're doing. You shared a little bit about it in your intro, but I would love to go a little bit more in depth about your intentions, about your story, and what it's been like so far on your business journey. Ashley, you can kick us off if we want, and then Tiana, you can follow.
Really, I can start with Made to Perfection. We know that we've been in COVID-19, this pandemic, for the last 6 months, started in March. So for me, when it came to Made to Perfection, I've been doing event planning for a number of years when it comes to conferences at my church or in the community. But really what pushed me to start this business is COVID-19. When you think of like this big pandemic and how, you know, it's caused pain, there's this a problem with the amount of lives that have taken. Honestly, that's really what pushed me to closer to my purpose and then also my passion. I worked from home the last 6 months, and I just really got tired of just sitting at home and not really focusing on the things that I knew that I was passionate about. So that really what kind of launched or pushed me closer to actually putting myself out there and starting Made to Perfection. This allowed me to have more time. It allowed me to have really some more focus, and then it just pushed me to be more driven. So I thought, you know, what better opportunity do I have than right now? So I just really decided that I was going to go forth with Made to Perfection, and I did it. And I'm so glad that I did. I think a lot of times we run away from when we face something, and especially when it's a problem or thinking that we can't do it, we run from it. But I decided, you know what, I'm going to go head on with this as well. And then when it came to the blog that I started, She is Purposeful, I've been writing for a very long time, since high school. And we all know kind of like our society has pushed us more into online blogging, having websites, you know, whether it be social media or on websites. And really my purpose with this is really to motivate other women. When I think about myself and how I've been motivated from my role models or my mentors, I just wanted to take that in another direction and really look at all the things that I'm involved with. How can I encourage another woman and really empower them and push them into what it is that they want to be as well? And I try to have fun with it. I hope that I'm inspiring someone else as I look to other people to inspire me as well through some of the blogs and other things that they're doing as well.
The fact that you decided to take on some of these problems head on is amazing, and always looking for mentorship, always helping others find their purpose and discover who they are and what they want to do. That's amazing. Tiana, I would love to hear more from you about your moment of obligation and why you do the things that you do.
I would have to say during school. I actually initially just went there to learn more about makeup and theatrical makeup. And then I fell in love with the beauty side of it and helping women see their inner beauty and outer beauty within their natural beauty. And just trying to make them realize that there's so much more to them than putting on hours worth of makeup every day. And just making them realize that they're worth it.
So one of the things that I think actually Ashley and I talked about this recently, because to be honest, scheduling this and making it all work has been a struggle. It has been on my part because I've been trying to find balance and I've been trying to just keep everything straight in this like new transitional period of being a full-time worker and being a reporter and all of that. So I guess my first question to you is just, how do you find balance? Because I know that this is a side hustle for you. It's not your full-time thing. So how do you find that balance between your full-time position and doing this passion project? And then have you found any hardships or benefits actually to having this as your side hustle and not your full-time gig?
So honestly, I am still trying to navigate this. Like I said, I started this back in March, and I work at Augustana College in the Office of Student Inclusion and Diversity. And so we're constantly having events. I'm mentoring students. But again, when I started this back in March, we were at home and I didn't have any outside events. So I really was just at home. And so it was easier from March until July. And Augustana is back in session. And so that is my full-time job. And also, I became the interim director in the last month and a half. So for me, trying to navigate that, my side hustle, my job, I'm a leader in my sorority, Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority. And then also I have church. So I have all of these, I guess my hands is in a lot. But so I'm really trying to navigate that. But I had to, what I learned during the pandemic is how to say no, and how to kind of prioritize not only my time, but the things that I'm passionate about. And if I don't advocate for myself, then you have to look around and be like, who else is going to do it? So that's what I really learned in the pandemic. And as I'm navigating this the last month and a half, 2 months since I've had my full-time job and my side hustle, I put my all into my job. But then when I come home from my actual 9 to 5, I think about my dreams. And instead of, you know, thinking like how tired I am and drained I am, I really think about where I want to be. And so I'm able to put that passion into my side hustle and use my time wisely. That's really what I'm trying to do right now, is use my time wisely, but then also caring for myself. That's really important to me as well. And so I would say that has been one of my biggest hardships, is trying to balance it all. But then also another hardship I would say is trying to navigate this process between hobby and business. Where do I actually want Made to Perfection to go? And I think a lot of us that may be starting off, not only are we scared at first, but one of the other reasons why I was kind of scared is like, how do I do this? You know, how do I fill out the proper paperwork? Is this something that I actually want to turn into a business? So I'm really trying to navigate that process and really envision myself in, where do I see myself from a year, 2-3 years down the road. So those, I really feel like those have been the biggest challenges. But because I'm committed to my dreams and my passions, I know these are just hardships that I'm facing, but I am so excited to be able to overcome that as I navigate this process.
So hardships, definitely in the beginning, just starting out my business and trying to get all the money together to start my own business. I know my mom helped me out a lot in the beginning. She gave me free rent for a year. So that really helped out for my first year, just getting people in and starting up my business and just making sure I had everything right. And then another hardship was COVID-19 and being shut down for 2.5 months. And that was really hard. I had to try to hustle and sell gift cards to try to make income while I was trying to wait for my unemployment. And that was definitely a very, very hard time. You can always try to have a balance, but there's really no balance. I'm trying to remember what my mentor quoted. Oh, work-life harmony. And so basically just trying to find the harmony in between the two and making sure you're putting out that time for yourself, self-care. I usually put my hours from Tuesday to Saturday, and then I usually book my last client around like 6:30 on the weekdays, and then on Saturday till 3, and then I usually have Sunday and Monday to myself so I can spend time with my boyfriend and my family and my fur babies.
I think that we all can kind of agree that we're pretty ambitious young women of color. And I'm wondering if there are any tips that you have in particular around being a Black woman starting a business, right? I remember being like 15, 16, starting the magazine, and I would hear a lot like, okay, like there's like this little Black girl starting a magazine, and it just, people just thought it was so uncommon. People thought it was kind of like bizarre, right? That there was like this teenager who wanted to start a nonprofit. But I think that a lot of times we limit women, Black women, young women, we put them into boxes and we tell them what they can't do because maybe they don't have enough experience, or they don't have the degree, they don't have the training. And I think that that's so wrong, and I think it's systematic. I would love to hear what you guys think about being a woman of color starting a business, if there are any challenges that you think are specific to women or specific to people of color, and maybe if you have any stories about being a Black woman in business or a woman in business, I would love to hear them.
Honestly, when you talked about like the box thing, like I just had to get out of my head and say, like, I can mm-hmm. step outside of this box, that there is no box. And really, to any woman that has a dream, that has a passion, regardless of your race, where you come from, just go for it. Really step out of your comfort zone and step into your courage, and be that courageous, confident woman. And I say, like, a lot of times that we can be in our own heads, because literally every time that I would try to go for my dream, or even when it comes to some of the posts that I put, I'm just like, should I post this? You know, what are people going to say about me? What are they going to think of me? Honestly, it's just me in my head. And then actually when I go for it, there's so many people that can be blessed, so many people that can be inspired by the things that you do. I'm a very spiritual person, and I really understand that God has given me a purpose that nobody else has. And the same thing for another woman, especially another woman of color. Like, God has specifically given you a purpose, and you do yourself a disservice. You do your purpose, you do your gift a disservice when you don't really step out on that. And I know you can be afraid of that, but I just say do it scared, and then just see what ultimately happens from that. And I think as a woman of color, again, being in the corporate world, I think a lot of times we compare ourselves to other people. But again, comparison is not something that you should really worry about, because you have been given all the things that you have, all the talents, who you are, have been given to you for a specific reason. And so just really don't compare yourself to somebody else, because honestly, nobody can do it better than you do. I know when I first started off in the corporate world, again, like I said, I do my own hair. I change my hair consistently. You may see me in braids. You may see me in twists. You may see me in curly hair. I may be rocking my own hair. And this is like month to month. And so I really had to get out of my own head and think, like, I'm supposed to be this specific mold, that I have to look a certain way. But honestly, this is how I express myself. The clothes that I wear, how I do my hair, that's how I express myself. And I wouldn't be who I am if I wouldn't be true to myself if I didn't do what I'd like to do. And I'm still capable. I'm still worthy. I'm still this businesswoman, regardless of how I rock my hair or how I rock my day-to-day look.
Ooh. You brought up hair. That's such a, I feel like in some of the earlier episodes, Jasmine and I said that hair came up so often, but it's because it's such a big thing. And I feel like this is very related to what we're talking about, especially being a new woman in media as well. Mm-hmm. There have been women that have lost their jobs because of how they wear their hair on TV. And so when you just said that, that really spoke to me because it kind of reassured me that I should continue to be authentic in who I am to inspire other people to also be authentic in who they are. And this also made me think too about the fact that there is a gap between the wealth that is within businesses when it comes to Black-owned businesses versus other businesses. And there was a recent Groupon study that showed that, they surveyed about 400 Black small businesses. And they said that out of those 400 businesses, 74% said that they had had fewer opportunities due to the fact that they were a person of color starting a business. And then 80% said that they faced more challenges when launching their business due to their race, whether that be discrimination, people not taking them seriously, just the sad reality that we are currently living in America and what has been there for pretty much since the foundation of our country. So I am always super encouraged when I see Black individuals, especially Black women, who are thriving and making a difference and using their gifts to really give back to the community in a business way. I think it's so cool. So I'm just saying I'm a big fan of yours. That's all. Very long-winded way. But I think this is an important conversation to have. And kind of coming back to that, what is it that motivates you to do your craft? Like, I know you keep saying that you come home after your 9-to-5 and you're thinking about your dreams. What is it that motivates you about those dreams?
Wow. I would say my motivation, first of all, if you're not motivated in yourself, don't think that somebody else is going to motivate you on something that you have an idea on or have a purpose in. I come home and I will admit the first week that I went back to Augustana, I got home and literally it was probably 6-7 o'clock and I got in the bed just because I haven't been in the routine of actually getting up, getting dressed, going to work, and then coming back. That first week, I just went to sleep every day after work. And at the end of that week, I kind of felt down on myself because I'm like, you could have used that time towards your business. But again, I go back to this whole concept of self-care. If you're not the best, if you're not getting the sleep that you need or taking time for yourself, you can't give the best to your job. You can't give the best to your dreams and your purpose. And so I had to really look at that week and I was like, it's okay, Ashley, you can take that week to actually get in the rhythm of things. And then kind of the weeks after, I just had to set a plan for myself. Maybe I can't attack all my orders in one night, but how do I split it up in between those days? And so really how I motivate myself is just thinking about where I want to be. I don't want to stop. I want to continue to grow. And I think too, a part of this motivation is as I was growing up, looking at other women that were older than me, I looked to them as mentors and they really inspired me to where I am today. And regardless if I know exactly who's looking at me, I just think about how I can inspire someone else. And if they never even come to me and say, I saw a post that you did, I received a gift that you made. I think just inside of me, I'm just thinking about all those women that I can impact or all the people that I can impact. That really motivates me even the more to keep going after my dreams. And just thinking about too, our past and our history, there's opportunities that I have that my ancestors or people that have gone before me have not received. And now that I have all this opportunity, I'm just like, how can I really go at it with my all so that I can make myself proud, my family proud, and then those that didn't have that opportunity proud as well.
I always think about the people that are looking up to me. Doesn't matter if it's something I post on Facebook, making sure that it's appropriate for everybody to see. I know a lot of girls look up to me, little girls look up to me, so that is very important to me because women are the future. and we will basically do anything that we need to do to be successful.
I'm watching, and I know that there are a lot of other young women in the community who are watching, and we appreciate that you're around and that you're here to sort of set an example, set the standard, you know, and yeah, the work that you do is amazing. So I just wanted to lend my acknowledgments. And I'm also interested in talking just a little bit more about why it's important to start in the first place, right?
Yeah, just making sure you really love what you do and making sure there's a reason behind what you're doing. I'm not gonna lie, it will be very hard in the beginning, just trying to get whatever you're trying to get started. But just have your circle of supporters around you and don't give up. No matter what anybody says, do what you love and don't let anybody tell you different.
So pretty much, I feel like women should just start, because that's, again, you have to think about what you're putting out here in the earth. If you think about Apple, somebody had to start this vision of having the iPhone. Everything that we look at that's tangible, whether it be an organization, whether it be an actual product, think about how they had to start off. Think about Amazon. I believe the owner, he started that in his garage. So just like the people that are so successful in their fields, you have that same opportunity. If you don't act on that, it just stays in your mind as a dream, as a thought. But once you put really action to that thought and to your dream that you have, that's when you start seeing it growing. Just think about a baby in a mother's stomach. It starts off as something small, but that mother has to continue to nurture that, has to feed itself, have to make sure that it's that they have exercise, that they're really taking care of their baby. And so when you think about your dream, when you think about your purpose, that's your baby. And if you don't feed into it, if you don't take care of yourself, it could, I mean, I don't wish this upon anybody else, but it could like die. That purpose could die inside of you. So just understand that you have to feed into yourself. You have to feed into your dream and really nurture it so that it can be the best that it can possibly be, and that you can also be the best that you can possibly be as well.
So now we're going to hop into our speed round. This is one of my favorite segments that we do on the podcast, because we get to learn a lot about you in a very short amount of time. So the object of the speed round is to answer quickly and in one or two words, preferably one, but you know, we'll let you slide if you use two.
Okay.
So I'm going to start, and we're just going to go back and forth as quick as we can. And you have 5 questions a piece. Yes?
Yes, I think.
Okay. So, Ashley, texting or talking?
Texting.
Favorite day of the week?
Monday.
Favorite city in the U.S. besides the one you live in?
Chicago.
Would you rather be able to speak every language in the world or be able to talk to animals?
Every language in the world.
And your favorite holiday?
Christmas.
Yes, mine too. Yay! Okay, awesome. That was fun.
How long does it take you to get ready?
About 15 minutes, because I never put on makeup.
Even though you work, like, in makeup?
No, I put on my skincare and that is it.
Oh my goodness. Okay, all right. And on a scale of 1 to 10, how good of a driver are you?
I would say I'm like an 8.5.
Okay, all right. We're over the 5 mark, you know, better than average. Okay. Favorite song right now?
Ooh, This Is Me from The Greatest Showman.
At what age do you want to retire?
Ooh. At least 60 or 65, hopefully.
And last question is, giving presents or getting presents?
I love giving presents. I love seeing the smile on people's faces when they get presents.
And you're not just saying that?
No.
Okay.
I actually used to give and wrap presents when I was in middle school and high school. And I would give, like, presents to, like, all of my friends at Christmas time.
That's so cute, because that was me too.
Aww.
Yay! Okay, awesome. That was fun.
That was actually the quickest. That was actually the fastest speed round that we've ever had.
I'm thinking about them like, I can't believe I said Monday. Huh? Okay. My whole life was changing, you know? Started the week from the end of the week. Like, what?
Love it. We love it. And once again, to all of our listeners and supporters, we couldn't do this without you. We hope that you enjoyed this episode and that you took something with you and that you put it in your back pocket and saved it for a day when you need it the most. Please feel free to share our podcast with your friends and family to help us spread the word. And if you are listening on Apple Podcasts, be sure to leave a rating and a review. We would love to hear your feedback and to just learn a little bit more about you, our listeners. Lastly, follow our Facebook page for behind the scenes footage and different things about the magazine and the podcast. We post our newest episodes there too.